Rochester's official Christmas station, Warm 101.3, and we are sharing the warmth, as we've been doing for the last month or so, with some great organizations around town. Everybody could use a little extra help this time of year, and especially because of this terrible year. We're with Kim Condit from Daystar. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Tony.
I would like you to tell our listeners, by the way, I want to thank our good buddy Doug Amblich, who I know has been with you since the beginning, for giving me your number and helping me get this going. Tell us what Daystar is and what it does.
We have the unique distinction of being New York's one and only pediatric respite center for children who have complex medical needs.
Wow. And what does Daystar need?
Oh, it's crazy. So our children are stable enough to come home from the hospital, but oftentimes they have a lot of educational needs because their early education has been disrupted from staying inpatient so long. So this year in particular, we are looking for people to look at our website at daystarkids.org and shop off of our gift list because we need extra toys and materials so that we're not sharing things as much as we were prior to COVID-19.
Right. Jeez, that has to be amazing what you have to go through because of COVID, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So our program is an early learning enrichment program. We run daily, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. And so we also provide children with pediatric nursing services. But our focus is really on getting kids the services they need and the supports they need so they can go to kindergarten with their peers at age five.
Oh, how wonderful is that? Now, do you have mostly volunteers that work there, or how does that work?
No, because of the complexity of our children, we really have only full-time staff. And, of course, again, with COVID-19, we have paused our volunteer program.
Right.
But we have pediatric nurses, special education certified teachers in every classroom, and then a whole host of amazing teacher aides that help support the children in their learning goals.
Wonderful. So basically, the easiest way to do it is go to daystarkids.org?
Yes.
All right. And then you'll find out there what you need and how people can help.
Absolutely. And I want to mention, too, that we scholarship 30% of our kiddos because there is no state funding for children who do not have a lifelong disability. Wow. So any cash gifts we're grateful for as well because that helps us serve families.
I had a feeling cash would be on the menu.
This year, yes. We were closed for 12 weeks. And so we're trying to recover like everyone else. But we're happy to be in person since June, and the kids are doing great.
Wonderful. Well, have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
And a prosperous New Year, and we'll check in with you again, okay?
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Kim Condon from Daystar here on Warm 101.3.
Okay, thank you.
If there's an organization that you would like to help us spotlight, just drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth on Warm 101.3.